It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day, 11 a.m., 1 p.m. Central Standard Time on RBN Network from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm FreedomsPhoenix.com Studios. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com Studios. We're with Stephen Lemons. He's a columnist with the Phoenix New Times here, otherwise known as the Feathered Bastard. Didn't you used to go by the Bird or something?
Yeah, I do go by the Bird. The Feathered Bastard is just the online version, basically.
Oh, okay, so it's the Bird in the printed version. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so then we have, you know, fascism. Well, first, let me get you. I mean, I can go to Wiki and pull it up, or I can do whatever and come up with definitions of fascism all over the place. But I need to know what your definition is. National socialism, neo-Nazism, fascism. What is it?
I mean, originally fascism began as a third way that was considered to be a third during the depression, especially during the global depression. Was considered to be a third way between capitalism and communism. So there was because it was the belief of many people was that capitalism wasn't working. So not at that time, and so fascism was considered to be an alternative because it was considered to be some kind of blend of the two to a degree. And of course, you're talking about onerous state control. And the fascism that developed in Nazi Germany was...
You mean like the government owning General Motors? You mean like that?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, it wouldn't be just the governor... Well, that's not... Actually, that wouldn't be considered necessarily fascism, but under the Nazi regime, capitalists thrived. So I don't know that... In some cases...
You mean like Goldman Sachs?
Yeah. I would say like more like Schindler. Because Schindler started out as...
You mean like a military-industrial complex?
Schindler started out as a... Has there been a Holocaust in America?
We ship that out. We do it in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I wouldn't even say what's that. Even though I still am opposed to the Iraq War. I don't have the casualties at my fingertips, but it's nothing like World War II.
How many does it have to take? That's one thing I always deal with. I've had the Holocaust deniers, go on about, the Jews, they amped this up and it wasn't really that many. It was only maybe a couple hundred thousand. And I'm like, well, still, how many does it take? I'm like, it's the principle of the thing. Libertarians deal in principles, and you argue, it's not that many. How many does it have to be?
Principles are great, but when 6 million people die in ovens, then that's a that's.
And I'll guarantee you, is based on a violated principle of the purpose of government to defend the life, liberty, and property of individuals. That principle was violated over and over, and it got larger and bigger, and they allowed it to happen. Ovens.
I don't know that principle was ever present in Nazi Germany. But
of course, they were a free country. They were prosperous. They had Western.
They were prosperous.
They had
under Nazi Germany, but not during Weimar regime. I mean, one of the reasons why the Nazis came to power is because the Weimar regime, which was democratic and,
which kept printing money.
Well, yeah, but so what?
I'm seeing a lot of parallels here, man.
It was free, right? Are you saying the Weimar Germany is the same as Nazi Germany?
No, I'm saying their economy collapsed for the same reasons ours is going to. They keep printing money.
You keep preaching the end of the world, when it happens,
we're going to find out. We'll be right back here in just a little bit.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and an independence declaring kind of, well, maybe not, is Stephen Lemons from Phoenix New Times. You know, tell me, what is your philosophy anyway? You're what?
I consider myself to be kind of like an old school liberal.
Which means, you know, old school liberal, classical liberals are libertarians.
Say again?
Classical liberals are libertarians. That was, they were libertarian.
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, that's some elements of what you guys talk about. I have no problem with. You know, I mean, I certainly like with the photo radar cameras. I mean,
why?
I'm against that. And
why?
You know, because it's personal freedom. There should be a certain amount, but there has to be a mix. You know, you can't like personal freedom. Do I have the freedom to go and put a bullet in my neighbor's head? I mean, no, you don't have that freedom. You know, it's like, do I have a freedom to terrorize my neighbor? No, you don't have that freedom. So, you know, who's going
to? Of course, you have that freedom. You just have to live with the repercussions of it.
No, you don't. No, you don't have that freedom.
Of course, man. I go over you're confusing freedoms with, you know, what the proper role of government is. It is, you don't have the right to exercise your freedom where it violates another person's rights.
Bernie, you were just telling me the government's evil.
Well, what's the proper role of government?
What is
the proper role
of
government?
That's what I want to find out.
Why do you have a government?
So lay it on me, Yoda.
The Declaration of Independence.
Force?
That's why this show is called Declare Your Independence. It's
Should
very clear.
We have
clear.
A police force?
The proper function of government is to ensure the rights of individuals, life,
break
liberty, property.
Break it down from the platitudes, and let's get into specifics.
Government action is violating of that, they're bad.
Are the police bad?
When they violate that, they're bad.
So you're okay with the police? We should have a police force then.
I need to have the option of having one if I want. And they
own police force.
Absolutely. In San Francisco, that's what they did. You ever seen the movie Cuffs?
Yeah. Do you want to have your own police force?
No, exactly.
That'd be a militia, I guess.
See, you're making that it hasn't already happened.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, you would have a private police force that has a jurisdiction that works with the government. They're like, I'm hiring them. They have the ability to arrest, carry guns, to do whatever. It's like Rural Metro was here with fire suppression.
Well,
you have firefighters. It's a private company that you contract with.
There's a contract, though, involved, right?
Yeah. Voluntary. Okay. You can't make me do it.
It's not
like government. You advocate for government to put a gun to my head, say, we're going to take this money from you and do good, noble things with it. Check this out, Stephen.
Yeah.
We did this thing on the Baseline Killer deal. We're following that. That was when we talked and agreed to do this show. Remember I told you, I said, there's a big story coming out tomorrow. Okay. This is what it was. It was our notice of claim, Mark Victor's filing against the city of Phoenix on this Baseline Killer handling of the evidence and their big claim, you need police to protect you against serial killers and everything, except we don't. You know,
eventually catch the guy. I mean, like, that's the rub in your argument.
After six to eight people got murdered.
Well, so what you're saying is the police should be more effective, not less effective. So government should be more effective.
If you're going to have them in place, they must adhere to a single principle. They must adhere to a single principle. They must adhere to a single principle. They exist to defend the rights of the individual. Nothing else, not for special favors, not for special rights, not to take from some and redistribute to the other. That's not their function.
Well, I agree that that's not the police's function.
Well, what do you think is going on? They are the tip of the spear, the gun of government, the force of, that comes with a shiny badge and a clipboard.
Well,
therein lies the
purpose of a free press, is to criticize the corruption in government, and, well, elsewhere as well. But, I mean, that's one purpose of a free press. So I congratulate you on reporting on that. That's good. It doesn't mean we should get rid of the police force.
It needs to change their policy.
Of course,
they need to get instead of having.
You're talking about policies, but you agree that we should have a police force, right?
I agree that I would allow others the option of paying for their own police force if they so choose, which gives me the option of saying no.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. I don't want you to have your own police force. I'm sorry. You know, that's
the
because
proper
I don't trust you. I don't
is,
trust you to run your own police force.
You don't trust Arpaio.
Yeah, I don't trust you either, Ernie. You know, because look at all the crazy stuff on your website, man.
Freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms with S, Phoenix.com.
Yeah, you promote every conspiracy theory that runs through town. I mean, so, you know, why?
Let them vet. Let them put them out there. Go knock yourself out. Everybody
gets
a
comment.
You want
to put your imprimatur on that. That's one thing. You know, but I mean, and you're right. It's freedom of speech, but I don't trust you to run a police force, you know. I'm sorry.
When you have the small towns,
you
come into the West.
I don't trust you to run a fire department.
You come into the West.
I don't trust you to run anything but what you do.
Okay, do you trust me to be able to pick my own fire department? Do you trust me to do that? Or are you going to do it for me?
Well, you can do that by living where you want.
Okay, here we move into. You got Prescott's a town. You're moving in. You got the Lone Prairie. We're starting. We move wherever. You know, Wild West. And the guys go, wow, man, there's some bad guys here. We need a good guy. We're going to hire the sheriff. We want you to be sheriff. All right, you come in here, and then we want to fire you. Or we don't want you anymore. Or we're going to set some kind of criteria by which we're going to select. And then we're going to – but whenever you create this kind of monopoly on power, because that's what happens, instead of having – we're hiring you to do this job, but we still – because we delegate this power to you in order to do this job that we want you to do, doesn't mean that we eliminated the power from us to arm ourselves or defend ourselves.
You do have a power, and that's – well, I know we disagree with this too, but you have power is called the vote, you know. So if you don't like Arpaio, vote him out.
Are you big vote accuracy guy? You think that's all working out for us?
You know, it's, you know, I think you guys have some points on that, you know, but I don't totally trust the electronics. I mean, I have my doubts about a Diebold and that kind of thing, but we don't, and as far as the system they use here, as far as scanning those ballots. You know, I mean, I'd rather them just go back to hand-counting ballots.
Absolutely. You know? Amen, brother. See, the thing is, what you're looking at is when you advocate for these police forces and you're going to take my money to create whatever it is, at the same
time...
Well,
they take my money too, dude.
Advocating that I have somehow relinquished my right to defend and protect myself.
Well,
that I don't want to have to be
in there. Put your money where your mouth is, Ernie, and, you know, do like Thoreau
did.
Do like Thoreau did, and go to jail. Go to jail in defense of your liberty. Refuse to pay income taxes.
I've been in jail several times in defense of my liberty.
Have you refused to pay income taxes?
No. I pay extra.
Okay.
I'm like, oh yeah, here you go. I'll fight another battle over here. But you know,
you're fairly well off. I mean, your wife.
Oh hell no.
Yeah, you're worried. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't make it down to the studio, but I hear about all this nice studio you got, and like, you know,
from
you
contributions.
Be...
This is all people that just contribute. There's.
Are you 501(c)? I mean,
no.
C3? Are you?
No.
You're a capitalist thing, right?
Yeah, it's a for profit. It's a sole proprietorship.
Right? Okay. All right. So.
Yeah, we just don't make any. And someday we may, you know, but that's not the point. We have, you know, people go, I tell you, it's dozens of people are down here constantly doing different stuff. We have nice cubicles and stuff that we get. Where do we get that? One of the volunteers went on Craigslist, found a closing down bank that had all this office furniture. Heck, they were glad to, hell, they pay us to haul it off for them. So we got, you know, like three buildings full of all these cubicle stuff. Okay, fine. Then we have people donate a bunch of their electronics that they didn't have any use for. Then we, you know, raise money to go buy some stuff for the studio and all that. Yeah, you're missing out, man. You know, we got some nice stuff. We go on Craigslist. We find a six-head silk screening thing for nothing. We go and we had a printing press, ABDIC 360. We had since 94. This is stuff.
You're not making any money from this. Is that what you're saying?
Not as far as you know.
Okay. You got it. Stuffed in gold doubloons, stuffed in socks in your backyard, right?
Absolutely. How'd you know? You know, the thing is, along next to my guns. So the thing is that Oh, yeah, and toilet paper. Yeah, we got toilet paper. Lots of toilet paper. Tampons, toilet paper, food. Okay? Crown Royal. I mean, I'm going to be living high. I'm going to be like, woohoo! Who wants toilet paper?
You keep saying the end of the world's coming, man. It hasn't happened yet. You and Alex Jones, right? I mean, you know, it's like when it happens, I'll be the first to say you're right.
Are you freaking kidding me? You have people that have had their entire adult lives working, finally getting to retirement age as a baby boomer, decades pumping into the system their entire adult lives from the 50s and 60s, and all of a sudden they go and boom, 70, 80, 90% of their money was just stripped off the table, and you're thinking that they're not thinking the end is nigh? It already happened.
That's capitalism, dude. I mean, you know, that...
It's not free market capitalism.
Oh,
we haven't had that my entire life.
Oh, hell yes. Heck yes.
Really?
It is, man.
Then what do you call that? What do you call that $700-something billion dollars?
Free market you're right. I don't think they should have bailed out.
Then it's not free market capitalism.
Well, I don't think it's free market capitalism. Free market capitalism means you can lose your shirt, right?
They didn't lose their shirt.
So you think those old people should have lost their shirt too?
Absolutely.
Right. So they should be out on the street begging for food, right?
I think they should have repercussions for them putting their retirement in the hands of. But it was already robbed from them way before. When they do social and economic engineering, that will continue this healthcare thing. I guarantee they're going to create a new bucket of money. It's going to be Republicans are going to say, "Oh, we got a better bucket of money," and the Democrats, "Oh, we got the kind of bucket of money that we want to do, and we're going to save and love you and all this kind of stuff and take care of everybody." But that's not the people don't understand. You go high enough on the pyramid, it's the same people controlling both sides, and what they want is a new bucket of money. And with that money, they're going to do whatever they want. They don't care about you and me.
You should tell that to Joe Wilson. You know, that everybody's on the same side.
Of course! They voted for the prescription thing. Trent Frazier.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. That was under the Republicans.
Yes! We'll be right back. We got to go. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here from Phoenix, Arizona. Freedoms with an S. FreedomsPhoenix.com studios with Steve Lemons, the writer of the blog, online blog, The Feathered Bastard, and the printed version in the Phoenix New Times, The Bird. Bird is the word. And it, he has to say it. Well, it's on the bottom of the cage. Anyway, so what we'll do is I want to make a couple of comments here, and then we'll get you back in. Okay, Steve?
All right.
Here we go. I want to address, you know, I am never going to advocate for a monopoly of force, you know, be it anything, you know, the monopoly of force to steal my money and monopoly of force that they can only have the guns and they get to decide and they force their will on and you can't resist. And, you know, it's like a Tom and Jerry cartoon to where, you know, Jerry ducks and he goes, "You deliberately ducked." I mean, you know, you're not allowed to, you know, this kind of stuff. You're not allowed to resist. It's illegal to even have opposition, even to take it to the courts. It's just, you know, and the things that happened under the Bush administration that are continued by the Obama administration is horrendous. I mean, we still don't have habeas corpus. He still wants to extend the Patriot Act. He's still expanding the wars. I'm going, where in the heck is the anti-war movement? But then you talk about, you know, Wilson going, "You lie." Well, at the same time, you know, before he's the one voting for this prescription law that applied to, you know, there's a lot of stuff that he supported that applied to illegal aliens too. So I'm just going, wow, these guys, I don't take a side on this. I see what the problem is. I take the side of the American people just want to be left alone. So this is when you advocate for these kinds of powers of the government to do this, it always gets abused. Last night on Jay Leno, Jay Leno's back on. Yay. It's a pretty good show, too. It's kind of the same thing, a little bit different. But, you know, Jay Leno had Michael Moore on. He has a new book, Capitalism, a Love Story. All right. So it's all about, you know, capitalism bad, didn't work. And I'm going, I'm going to go watch it. You know, I enjoyed Fahrenheit 9/11. I didn't like Sicko. I thought that was just preachy, and he really kind of stretched it on that one. It lost some credibility on that. So hopefully he's, you know, come back and doing a better job on the capitalism one, because I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, "No, this capitalism sucks because look what they did. They took the government and did." I go, that's not capitalism. That is not the free market. That is not Austrian economics. That is not laissez-faire. That is not what Ron Paul and all these guys are talking about. When you socialize the pain, you know, and you privatize the profits, how can you even possibly compare that to capitalism?
Well, I would say that, yeah, there is a lot. There's far too much corporate welfare involved. But, you know, I mean, I think there should be, as far as, like, if you're talking about programs that are going to help people who've fallen between the cracks, I mean, I'm all for having some kind of, you know, safety net.
Voluntarily?
Well, you know, I think it should be there. No, I don't think it should. That
it
part
should
be
compelled.
Voluntary.
It should be compelled.
Well, compelled. Do you want to starve on the street? I mean, obviously not. No one compels you to go. You have to go and apply for, you know, food stamps. You have to go and apply for these things.
And the difference between individuals doing that and corporations doing it is what?
The difference is because the corporations are not starving. You know, the fat
cats. It's not a violent. Heck, they aren't.
Never starve. You know what I mean? But the folks on the street do starve, and they do need help. I mean, you know, and sometimes they're not. You know,
in a capitalistic society, a free market capitalist society, you have few. Let me put it this way. Okay, I'll ask you a question. If I could demonstrate to you, you know, clearly, you know, and give you historical references and show you and how we were so much better off, blah, 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 and the libertarian utopian dream out there is attainable because of, and I demonstrated to you that in a free market system, you have far fewer poor, you have much higher standard of living, you have many more opportunities, you have a happier people, you have fewer people that are starving, and you have the capacity of the people to be virtuous and good voluntarily. To have fewer people in poverty and homeless and hungry.
But
why would you not support that? Instead, you want coercion.
Show me the capitalist society that doesn't have some safety net. You know, please point to the nation that. What are you going to do? Point to some South American dictatorship?
No, I'm going to point to America before the Civil War.
Oh, come on. You know, it's like, you know, there are a lot more people now here than there were before the Civil War. And to say that, like, you know, you have to have, I mean, like, we did go through something called the Great Depression, and you have to have
Central Bank.
We have to have something that's going to ameliorate the suffering, okay? And if you're all for
freedom.
Suffering. Yeah, freedom ameliorates the suffering. No,
absolutely.
Every single time
it expands across the
not
planet.
Not always. No. I'm afraid
always.
That I'm the thing about it is like sometimes you have this thing. It's very black and white with you as far as like.
Yes, it
know,
is. Freedom's the answer. What's
no,
the
no,
question?
No, not freedom. But usually it's very black and white with you, which is government bad, everything else is good. Okay, so
coercive
right.
government.
No.
Coercive government. And then they'll go, well, there isn't any
what
other time.
What is coercive about a food stamps? I mean, it's just there if you need it.
Where do you think
don't
it comes from?
It.
Where's the
because
resources for that
part,
come from?
That is part of the social contract. And if you don't believe in the social contract, then I don't know how you can have a government. You just want to, like, if you just want to wish away into this like fantasy world.
See, I knew I'd convert
you. Let's say. Have you never taken advantage of any government program?
Oh, no, I have. And I have made conscious decisions to extract myself from it, to avoid it, to not do it out of benefit to me as a human being and personal for me.
Yes, I have. So, I mean, to a certain degree.
Well, a lot of times I was coerced into it. You know, I got all kinds of stories of how they socially and economically engineer
you into doing that.
We got. They're going to a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Huh. That's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
A well-a-bird, bird, bird. Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird.
Tell you about the bird. We're learning all about the bird here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and the bird, Stephen Lemon. See, we can have some fun, Stephen. We just, you know,
sure, yeah, I appreciate that.
That Jet just found that. He put that up. He goes, I remember seeing that as Family Guy. And so we just had some fun with it. Now, you're going to ask me, I have kids. Yes, I have kids. I just had my first grandchild, as a matter of fact. So what was your point?
Where was your grandchild born?
In a hospital.
You know that most hospitals receive federal funds, right?
Absolutely. That's why it's so expensive.
But then, so why did you have your kid there?
I didn't. Right? They did, but, you know, whatever. Mostly okay. Because my daughter-in-law, her mother delivers babies as one of the nurses there.
Oh, okay.
So try and have it somewhere else.
But, and then did your kids go to the other kid? Did the kid, your children, not your grandchildren, did they go to college? Are they going to college?
A couple of them have and are, and that is very expensive because of government involvement in that.
Do they take out any loans to go to college?
Some of them got, you know, filed for the grants. They have student loans. They went through.
Where did that money come from?
Oh, it came from, you know, some government program, social, yeah, economic engineering, yeah, day law, yeah, something. You know, I didn't fill out little pieces of paper for
them. My point is that, you know, most people do benefit from government programs in some way.
Well, they think they do, but they don't. The college is, the cost goes skyrockets up because of this intervention into the free market, and they set all kinds of standards.
Why do you have so many more, you know, college graduates than today?
Out of work?
Ever had, you know, you have more education than you ever had before.
Yeah, out of work. You know,
that's because the economy sucks right now.
Because the government's in the way. You want to cure this economy. If you get the government out of the way within a year, 2 years, all of a sudden, boom, green shoots my butt, man. You have a forest.
Within a year or 2 years?
Oh, absolutely.
So what happens in the
interim? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I don't know. It gets really messy first.
Is that cool with you?
I mean, I don't know. Am I allowed to have it as an individual decision? Can I have the decision to keep my money to take care of those I love, my family, my friends, my neighbors? I get to pick.
No, you can't. I'll tell you why.
Because you got a gun to my head.
No,
that's why.
No, I don't have a gun to your head. Because
heck, you don't.
Because you're taking advantage of the government largesse as well. Because you're taking advantage of your tax money and my tax money by going to a hospital and not having it in your backyard, having your grandkid in your backyard, or getting the federal grant money for your kids. That's my tax money as well. Why should it go to your kid?
No,
so,
absolutely.
You'll just take the money. I mean,
I didn't.
So your kids did. I mean, and you've admitted yourself that if you ever go to an emergency room, you're saying we shouldn't have emergency rooms? Or are you going to say that, like, everyone, if you're shot, you have a bullet wound, you shouldn't be allowed to go to an emergency room?
You see, this is the most powerful argument that you can make, okay? You can go, because we get this all the time. That's why one of our rejoiners says, where we're going, there aren't any roads. I mean, the reason we say that is because they'll say, well, you know, you're in this whole hypocritical stance. You're out there driving on the roads. And I'm going, yeah, but I'm never advocating for taking the money from you by force to build them. I just assume let the free market deal with it. Yeah. I want to be able to use chickens to pay for my brain surgery. You know, I want to be able to trade my labor, my sons to go and work somewhere, and they educate them in exchange for a lower pay. I want to be able to have all these options that are not available to me. I got burned. I'll tell you where I got government help one time, okay? Access. Here in Arizona, they have a healthcare thing called Access.
Yeah.
So if you're too poor and you can't afford and whatever and you're dying, death, destruction, they're not going to let you rot on the side of the road. So What happens is I get burned. It's after the 94 election cycle. Jane Hull's bringing me meals. She became governor later. She's bringing me meals at home and my competitions. Heck, even KFYI had fundraisers at the Bank of America, you know, for me and all this kind of stuff. Voluntary stuff. Paid for like 6 months of my bills and everything. So I was taken care of. Even the firemen that the station that came and got me brought a whole bunch of gifts for my kids that year for Christmas and so on. You know, people voluntarily really took care of my family. We were fine. The problem was that we wanted to do the same thing for the health care because the surgery, I think, was about $5,000-$6,000. I had grafts had to go in one of my arms, and I'm in the hospital for, you know, probably a couple of weeks. And I could have got out within a few days if I had the ability to. Let me tell you what happened. As I'm sitting in the hospital there and you're under morphine, all that other kind of stuff, they want you to sign these papers. And the papers are, it's like, okay, we have determined that you're too poor, you're not going to be able to do this, so lucky you, Arizona is going to pay for the state of Arizona and the taxpayers. You know, I want to thank you very much for paying for me being stupid, getting burned, working on my car, okay? That was very nice of you guys to do that. You know, thank you very much. Well, here's a libertarian. We're going, no, we don't want to do that. We want to do a private fundraiser. There was a USO show that we use for different functions. They wanted to do fundraisers. They're ready to do it. They wanted to be able to, you know, raise the money. No, they couldn't take that money and apply it to this. I had to take it from the government because they didn't want to bill it. You know, this is a guarantee. You have to do this. We go, okay, well, we want to leave. I thanks for the surgery. We'll pay the $5,000. We don't want to be in the incur any more debt. We will leave. And we had a pharmacist friend of mine and a doctor. They went and sterilized my bedroom, showed my wife what needed to be done. We were all ready to take me to go home. But I have so burned so much over my body, and even just some of the second degrees, I had to have penicillin drip. If I didn't, I would have gotten infection, died, okay? Yeah. So they go, we said, look, we just need to be able to take this penicillin, and we have nurses and friends and doctors take care of it. We go to my house. They will take care of me. I'll heal. We'll be out of here. No muss, no fuss. Thank you for the surgery. We'll get you to $5,000, $8,000. We'll raise, done. No problem. No. You're not allowed to take morphine out. You're not allowed to take penicillin out. If you leave this hospital, the government has determined that we are going to let you die. You can't take care of yourself. You have to be here. You have to rack up tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars of bills, and the government's going to pay for it, the taxpayers. So I'm laying there going to die, have to make a decision to subject myself to the government. And we made a big deal out of this at the time. We want to leave. We want to take care of ourselves. I want the freedom. I want the option. I'm not allowed, Stephen. These are the kinds of problems that I'm talking about.
If it had been up to me, I would have let you leave.
Thank you. You know, and let me rub some dirt on that.
But the problem is there are a lot of people who are in a position where they can't get.
I just want the option.
What you're describing is a situation where you wanted the morphine, the penicillin too. Hey, if it was up to me, I'd let you do it. I'd let you, you know.
Well, what was going on at the time? Think about this, Stephen.
Wait a second. Because there are a lot of people who need, you know, health care and need some help.
Give them the option to get it themselves.
Where are they going to get this help?
7-Eleven.
Yeah, right.
I mean, go to, you
what
know,
is 7-Eleven going to give them?
Opium.
They're going to give them funding? Hey, that'd be great if they. It used to be that way.
It used to be that way.
You're right. You're right. A long time back, it was that way. And on the drug thing, we're probably totally in complete agreement.
What's the principle? Why are we in agreement? What is the principle that you say we are in agreement on the drug war? You know, doing away with the drug war. You know why?
People should be allowed to, you know, have drugs, do drugs if they want to. If they want to abuse drugs, you know.
Why?
Don't get me into your slogan.
Why?
Okay? You know. Yeah. You already heard it. You already heard why. You know.
Why?
They should have that right.
Why?
If they want to. You know?
Why?
I'm not going to say your freedom. It's all about freedom.
No, there's a reason. You're saying because it makes them healthier or doesn't. I mean, it's a freedom thing because they own
personal
their body or they don't. I mean, you got to have
personal liberty. It's a matter of personal liberty. People should have personal. Just like this Hardesty case that was just decided by the Arizona Supreme Court, you know, regarding marijuana. I mean, you know, people want to smoke marijuana. They can. I mean, they should be. I think the state, you know, that in their, in the case of the this particular, you're probably familiar with the Hardesty case, but the basically there was a guy who said it was his freedom of religion to, because his religion allowed him to smoke marijuana.
Man, he's a Rastafarian, man. Yeehaw! I want that religion.
I'm all for that, but he was stopped while he was stopped while he was driving and smoking pot, and you know, the government came back. Well, the Arizona Supreme Court said that the least restrictive means that the government could come up with to regulate marijuana was to ban it outright, and that's in that case they're wrong. Obviously, the least restrictive means would be able to say, don't smoke pot while you're driving a vehicle.
Let me ask you this question. I mean, and I do this a lot, certainly with people on left and right. It's very effective in demonstrating and trying to get you to answer that question. You know, why? I put my hand on your shoulder and I say, okay, Stephen, whose life is this?
What, your hand on my shoulder?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I put your body. Whose life is that? Who's that belong to?
I know. Okay. Look, I don't know what the point. Let's get back.
Well, who does it belong to?
Or something.
Because is your
sort of
life
like
yours
silly,
or not?
You know. Yeah, it is. But to a degree, we're all responsible.
No!
For whom the bell tolls, man.
You
I
know,
mean,
see,
you
that's,
know,
see, that's my
we
point.
We are all responsible for each other to a degree. You know.
Oh.
You can't get away from it, and that's why you know you're driving on my roads. You're like, if you want to, I tell you what. If you can, you and the libertarians that believe exactly the way you do. I think you should go and get your own island and live.
Yeah,
there.
We tried. It was called America.
No, it's not that. I'm sorry. And
then, oh, it
and
was.
The pre-Civil War America that you glorify also had, you know, hundreds of thousands of slaves.
Heck,
so
I'm pre-Civil.
Building the place.
I'm,
I mean, you know, that wasn't exactly wasn't exactly an ideal society.
You know,
right?
Libertarians aren't advocating slavery. That's what we're trying to get away from.
No, I'm just pointing out, you know, there were no good old times.
No, it was they wrote it into the Constitution. I'm not a big Constitution fan.
I know, but there's no...
I'm like, you know, if I was God, I mean, don't be blaming me on this thing, you know? I'm more, you know, Declaration of Independence. You know, heck, we had 10 presidents as, you know, the Articles of Confederation nobody even talks about. You know, there was a whole, we did went a decade just fine until Hamilton wanted to get a central bank. I mean, that's what this whole thing was about. It was always about the money. It always is about the money. So the thing is, you create this organization, this central plan to be able to, you know, manage us. What'd you think was going to happen? Of course this happened. They provided the framework for it to happen. So, you know, you don't get me at the Southern Poverty Law Center going on about Jekyll Island and these guys want to do the Continental Congress thing, 09, and all this stuff. You know, we know you win, Ernie, and what do you think about it? I go, I'm sorry, I'm not with them, man, because they're not radical enough. Yeah, man, you got to find a new list for me because you know I'm not into this.
All I notice about these so-called radicals is whenever their hand seems to be out when they need help, and that's everyone's like a great idealist up until the point that they need something from the government, and then they're taking it. Okay, they're sucking up.
You know, as weak
the,
as
know
people
what,
may be, well, as like weak as else. People may be. I hope that there's at least the strength that they would never really advocate, like you do, as a good thing to be able to give a monopoly of force to an entity that puts a gun to your head and takes your property and tries to convince you somehow they're doing you a favor.
Who's taking your property, man?
It's called taxes, man.
Oh, taxes. Okay. Well,
property
like,
taxes.
I don't like paying taxes either.
No, property tax. I'm like,
you know,
I can't even own a home.
I got to
lease it from the government.
Wait. Ernie, do you get a deduction on your income tax for your house?
Hey, you're assuming that I even have a house.
Come on, man. Your wife's a real estate agent. Give me a break.
No, we knew better. We didn't buy into this. We rent.
Okay.
I got
right.
a nice home in Central Phoenix for $1,000 a month. I win.
So you don't say, but I have to ask the same question of libertarians who own their property, and they take the deduction, okay? So, I mean... You know, it's like
it's social
sure.
and economic engineering. It makes my point. They'll use the tax code to get you to do. They'll say you need to have these IRAs. You need 401ks. You need to have your money market that's only you can access at certain times. You take a penalty
and you put it in
this big giant bucket of money in the pension and this and that. And then they say Goldman Sachs goes, thank you for playing. It's all ours now.
There's far more. I mean, you know, this is a far more free society than many others.
Oh,
if you don't, I mean, like
I can still bitch.
If you, yeah, exactly. You can still bitch.
Today.
I mean, so, I mean, would you rather live in Antarctica in the igloo? You know, I mean, like, if you want to do that, I mean,
technology's going to make it to where I just might. You know,
I'd rather have other people around.
I want the freedom to be able to. I want the freedom to go have me a nice in the tropical sun belt of the Caribbean out in my own platform in the middle of nothing, and everybody just leave me alone. But here comes a destroyer. Oh, I'm sorry. You thought you could have those servers on your boat? I mean, this is what happened. They called it Sealand off the coast in the Mediterranean, off the coast of England. They had an old aircraft platform that just sat there for decades. This fisherman claimed it. He goes, that's my own sovereign property. You got it recognized by the UN, all this other stuff. And then he started putting computer servers on there. Who do you serve a warrant on when you got the mob or whatever, which was their claim, you know, keeping their private data on their servers? Here comes the British destroyer. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell you how sovereign you are. You're about as sovereign as our, you know, 10-inch gun here. That's about how sovereign you are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's always force. So then the guy, what's he got to do? He's got to have his own death ray, you know? It just keeps going. Then we're going to go to space. Space is going to happen sooner or later. Very soon, we're going to be having, they're already putting, you know, there's two private space stations in orbit right now, and you never hear about it. Genesis 1 and 2. They're private spaces done by Bigelow Aerospace, the guy that owns Embassy Suites out of Las Vegas, spent $70 million in Russian rockets putting up these two space stations, and you hear about every single shuttle delay, and you don't even know there's two space stations had over 20,000 orbits.
Yeah, but doesn't that lead right into your argument? No one's preventing them from putting up their own space station.
Ah, that's my question. When they start going to Lagrange 1, the gravity center between the Earth and the Moon, and they're sitting there and they got their nice little Hilton resort complex of, is there any jurisdiction? What happens? You know, the little space shuttle cruiser comes up with the laser pointer and says, oh, guess what? You're our biatch now?
Well,
are you going to advocate for
Ernie,
that? Can I be free in space? Can I?
Ernie,
how far
I
do I got to go,
I think
Steven?
You should have your own. I think you should have your own moon somewhere, like maybe near Jupiter or something.
Okay, okay. You heard it, folks. Steven's going to let me be free out in space somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I got no problem with
it. All right, good. We got that from Steven. I consider that a win.
I think you could do that. I think you could do it. You could do it here. You can go off into the frozen tundra somewhere and live by yourself. I mean, you know, I got no problem with that, and I don't think anybody would bother with you.
I give you all the stories about how that doesn't happen. Heck, even the rainbow people know that doesn't work.
I don't know. You know,
try and go to Burning Man.
I mean, if you want to take the benefits of living in a society, then you're going to have to give a little. Sorry.
I don't want. Can I? That's one thing. I don't want the benefits. Can I say stop?
You take some of the
stop.
Benefits, dude. Then you're a
stop.
Hypocrite.
Well, taking
you're
them from me. Stop.
Stop taking the hits. Stop taking the money, man.
Oh, I'm doing my best, man.
Wean
it's really
yourself
hard.
Off, dude. You can do it.
I'm trying. I do a pretty good job. Well, I'll be right back in just a little bit.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Steven, the bird, Lemons from Phoenix New Times publication here, and he's got his online blog, The Feathered Bastard, you know, and gosh darn it if, you know, he doesn't live up to his name. So what happens is you've got, you know, a lot of the guys here, it's amazing to me how big of fans that you got here, that it's like kind of this Howard Stern thing. They love to hate you. You know, they're just, oh, I can't believe it. I'm like, why do you read that stuff? Oh, it just, so I don't know why. It's just, you know, it's amazing.
That's
so
good.
You got,
that's good.
Well, I tell
keeps
you.
Keeps me in business. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was the, what was it, Private Lives, the movie of Howard Stern. And when the they were talking about when he first went to New York and he got all these ratings and they came in and they were looking at him. They couldn't believe, you know, why is he so high? What happened? You know, this shock jock just gossip crap. And he goes, you know, it's like, you know, potty humor, fifth grade stuff. And they go, look, man, you know, he has these people that, you know, the big demographic because they want to see what he'll say next. And the people that hate him listen to him twice as long because they want to see what he says next. I mean, you know, I'm going, wow, so you hit a nerve there. But for long lasting, for it to have credibility when it really counts, you're going to have to answer why? In the media, nobody ever can answer the – when somebody really drills down and it's something important and something's happening and people's lives are at stake, they go, why? And if you can't answer that, then, you know, your opinion is less valuable.
Well, so that's interesting coming from a guy from Freedom's Phoenix. I mean, like, you talk about – I mean, come on, man. You're like the P.T. Barnum of the libertarians. I mean, you know, you really do, like, run a lot of, like – you know, it's like every conspiracy theory, you throw it all out there. And
I am happy to answer the question, why?
And you got to stunt every minute, man. So that's cool.
And they go, why? And I go, I thank you for asking. I love to tell you why on a national stage. And you know, it's just about, you know, this gun thing. It was because Napolitano's now head of, you know, Homeland Security, and Rahm Emanuel is chief of staff when he used to be advisor to Clinton. And we have Clinton in there and all this. And then you have what was going on back then. It was the debt, trying to get the Japanese and the West German to buy our debt then, and we got the people under control and the gun thing. Now they're doing the same thing again by the same people for the same reasons and hopefully for the same result. But I think this game's about over. I think, you know, all the stuff we're talking about is going to be moot. It's going to be, they're going to have to go to the world though or something, because this currency is done. You know, silver skyrocketed up 60% in just, you know, in less than a year. You have gold is over, broke 1,023 or something. You know, it's just, this is, we're at the end game of this thing. And you look at the budget in Phoenix when we're doing the baseline stuff, we did a research. Just take a guess. What do you think the percentage of the city of Phoenix budget is just police? Not counting, I mean, the fire department's a big chunk. You have, you know, roads and parks and all the other stuff, trash, everything. What do you think the percentage of the Phoenix police is?
Pretty large. I don't know.
Take a guess.
It's 40%.
70%.
Well, that's pretty, yeah. That wouldn't surprise me.
It's amazing.
Go to South Phoenix, Ernie. You might feel a little differently about the police. I mean, try living in a place that's not as, you know, nice, okay? I mean, like, there are some rough neighborhoods.
All the more reason for them to arm themselves and be able to protect us.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. What, you think bad guys don't have guns?
So we can kill each other more?
Do you think the bad guys don't have guns? Seriously.
Yeah, and the good, you're right. The bad guys do have guns. And,
so you know, let's get some good guys.
Some of the crazy people have guns, too.
Let's let good guys have guns. What the heck?
Yeah, I'm not so sure they need them around our president, by the way, you know.
You do that right at the end. We're having so much fun. Well, we'll get you back, Stephen. We'll do this again. There's something that'll come up, and then we'll need you to come back. We'll have some fun. Maybe next time we'll get you in studio, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Stephen. Stephen Lemons from the Phoenix New Times here on Declare Your Independence, and we'll see you again tomorrow.